Well, hey there. Yes, and according to that annoying little sound, it's radio fishing time again. And this is Fish and Frank, and we've got a rather unique group of guests with us today, and it's Scotty and his wife Claire and Freedom Boat Club. And it's one of those things you can join by the month and use all the different boats and everything. Scotty's going to tell us a little more about it, but hey, Scotty, how you doing?
Great, great. How are you today, Frank?
Oh, I'm great. And listen to that crowd. Boy, they love you. Our studio audience, you know, they've got such good taste. The crowd just goes nuts. You know, I got to tell you, Scotty, come on, we got to get that audience to calm down, okay? Calm down, everybody.
I really think that was for Clara, actually.
I think a lot of it was. Yes, it was.
We just love that crowd.
Yes, our studio audience, they're such nice people. We've got a big crowd here today. And you guys, you're with the kind of the regional guy for Freedom Boat Club now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the operations manager for the docks, and we're up and down the southwest coast of Florida. We go from Bradenton down to Naples, and actually we have recently established a location in Isle Mirada in the Keys.
Wow, now that's
so
pretty
that's
cool.
Awesome. Yes, it is. Very interesting. Very interesting.
There we go. I'm just going to get, readjust you so you're a little more dead on with it, because a lot of people listen to this on cell phones, and it's got to be really, got to be kind of obnoxiously loud in here in order for them to hear it on the cell phone. But if they join up, they can actually use the boats in the Keys or in Port Charlotte or Englewood or wherever, right?
Yeah, the opportunity to join gives you the a choice of boats, as I said, from Bradenton all the way down to Naples. Now, the location in Isle Mirada in the Keys is a special situation. It's a, what we call a premier location, and it does require an additional
So it means more money. Premier location means, you know, okay, come on,
exactly.
You're going to have to spend some bucks to do
right.
this.
But not a lot. Not a lot. It's certainly a lot, much cheaper than any other way you'd go down there.
But it's actually really cool, because I've gone to the Keys and actually rented boats. Me and Chris and Larry, all one time, we packed up everything, and we didn't make it 3 miles out of town when all of a sudden the transmission on Chris's truck was blowing blowing fluid everywhere. The truck, we had problems with the hub on the trailer.
Yeah, we been there, done that. Absolutely.
Packed it back to the house, got the truck, took off, went to the Keys and rented a boat.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's happened to me. I've gone down there thinking we're going to use our boat, and it became a lot of problems. So having something like that wouldn't have been a bad idea.
Right, and that being a location away from our daily activities here in the beautiful Gulf Coast where we are, we have the opportunity to pick up a guide or two. In fact, one of the individuals that works for us at the dock is a licensed guide, and will work both inshore and offshore. And what an opportunity that is to have somebody who is an employee who can also provide you with that that beautiful opportunity to learn about the.
We provide a lot of guides for your people also.
Yes, you do.
Around the this area between
Absolutely.
Port Charlotte, Englewood, and around here.
Right, and we're very grateful. We're very grateful for that.
Captain Kale does a lot of those.
Sure he does.
We've had Carl. We've had Josh. We've had a lot of people on
Absolutely.
Freedom Boat Clubs. It's they do instructional trips on your boat.
Sure.
And what's the neat thing is when you come into this area, it's real easy to go boating here, but it's huge. I mean, where do you pick? What do you do? I mean, this
Absolutely.
Is a big area. So having somebody get on the boat with you the first time, show you where to go, what to do, and give you an idea, make you comfortable, that's what these guys do. You're captain on
yes.
the dock, our guys from Fish and Frank's, and it makes it the comfort level. The first time you go out can be a little stressful.
Right.
And having somebody show you what to do, it just makes it so much comfortable, so much relaxing, and that's been a lot of fun. But I know Freedom Boat Club, we got to talk about that a little bit more. But you went hunting with your grandson. I'm sorry, I want to talk about this.
Well, I was very fortunate to have an opportunity to go up to the north, up around Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then eventually up to my son and grandsons and granddaughters up in Traverse City, Michigan.
You're and welcome to say Happy New Year to them. I own the station. You can say whatever you want. You know,
yeah, Happy New Year, kids.
But, what's the grandson's name?
His name's Logan, and my son's name is Brian. My granddaughter's name is Lily. And they they love the outdoors, obviously, being from Traverse City. It's beautiful up there. They've got a lot of water and woods. It's just an outdoorsman's paradise.
Not right now, it's not.
No, they've got a lot of snow right now. They
it's
sure
like
do.
Minus 180 degrees. Right. You walk outside, you're a people-sickle right there.
Absolutely. But I had an opportunity to go out with them and go pheasant hunting, and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I got to watch my grandson, how much he has matured, how great he handled the dog. Well, he was an excellent shot, and he was very courteous to his grandfather, and prepared snacks for the day and cleaned the guns afterwards. It was a real joy to experience that.
In other words, it was really cool not have to do anything. Yep. Let, how old is this kid?
Hey, he's 13.
You he's had a 13-year-old that actually cleaned the guns?
Hey, this kid can do it all. He really can.
So
he cleaned the birds. He cleaned
what'd
birds.
You, what'd you get?
Oh, it was all pheasant. It was all pheasant, honey. Yes.
Couple, 10, 2,
no,
1?
We brought home 15 that day.
Wow.
So it was very nice.
So hunt in private fields?
Yes, private grounds. They had they have close to 1,000 acres to hunt, and it's they're wild birds that are placed throughout the year, so it's very interesting. If you survive up there through a winter, you're a tough bird, and you're a fast bird, so it made it really exciting.
Now, what were you doing while this foolish nut was walking around these fields?
Well, I was smart enough to know to stay home, so I stayed in Indiana, but it was always great to get back to sunny South Florida, where it's warm, where we can be back out on the water.
Yeah.
And we do utilize Fish and Frank quite a bit. We send everybody that we know from Freedom Boat Club, if you want to buy a new rod, reel, bait, you want to know where to go, this is the place to go.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, we do, because you share with them the information on how to, what to do, and you look at different price ranges, and you talked about your guides, how nice that is, because they go out and they talk about, here's some of the baits we use, here's how to tie that that bait to your line, and oh, by the way, here's some other knots, you might want to use a braid line, you might want to use monofilament, and as you say, instructional, how great that is.
Well, we're a little different, I'll give you that.
It's wonderful.
We're just a little
different. Wonderful. We really appreciate it.
I didn't mean that. I ambushed Scotty. Scotty walked in the door. We've been good friends for a long time, and his wife, Claire, we've been good friends. And he didn't know we were doing our radio fishing. And I said, come on, now sit in that chair, put the headphones on, we're going to do we're going to do radio fishing. He's looking at me like, Frank, what are you doing to me?
But, that's not unusual.
Yeah, I know. I'm noted for not.
Yeah.
And I just put you on the simulators. How was the simulator?
It was excellent. That is so much fun. I'd love to have it at home.
Yeah,
because
well,
I don't think I'd get anything else done except doing that.
Well, right now, as Kale would say, we kind of got it set to hate. We can actually tone it down a little bit. But that
but
first time
you?
On it, when you're just, it, that fish is slamming.
Why would
so
you want
realistic.
To tone it down? It was. It was very realistic. And I think for somebody who's not as knowledgeable in fishing, I think it's a great experience to go out and try something like that so that you kind of know what you're up against.
And it's just,
it's fun.
I like it because it's fun.
It was fun.
I bought those things because I...
We may stay around for a while just to do that.
That's cool. You're welcome to. That's why I got them here. You guys, I think you did the salmon. We're going to get you on the next one probably would be like the sailfish. And that's a really, that's a fun program. Maybe the tarpon. But then you got to end up on that smallmouth bass.
There you go.
All of them on there. I don't know when he did the program. That is the craziest one on there. You literally did not have enough line for me to put that one up.
I saw that.
That's why I queued that other one because you would have been out of line, you know, halfway through the program if we'd done the smallmouth. He really made that one crazy. But
that's great.
Great fun.
Anyway, now I'm going to put a. We're going to have Scotty's picture and all that up on here, a Freedom Boat Club thing. You'll be able to click on that. It's the little picture right next to the link for this show. I think this we're into 80-some-odd shows now. I don't know. I'm losing count, but I know it's more in the 80s somewhere. Now, you do a lot of fishing down here. What's your favorite fish down here?
Oh, gee.
Can
that's
you
hard
pick
to say.
A favorite?
I really can't. I mean, in the freshwater, the largemouth down here are phenomenal. When I lived up north, one of my favorite things, and it's strange you would say that, I would chase smallmouth all across the Midwest and into Canada. My friend and I, Tom Hart, would go miles and miles to have the opportunity to catch smallmouth. Down here, the largemouth are tremendous fighters. They fight different than the ones up north. And who can say that a snook isn't fun to catch? I mean,
they're amazing.
They're fantastic. They are so full of energy, so acrobatic. And then you get that bulldog run off of a redfish. How neat is that? It's so exciting. And they just go and go and go. They give their full commitment to that fight. And then when you look at trout, gee whiz, they come up and slash around on top and they shake that head and they have those beautiful colors. And speaking of colors, then we've got our mackerel run, and that's still in the waning moments, actually, but it's still good. And you put one of those in the sun when you hold it up. Only God can make colors like that, and they run so hard. And the tarpon, well, the Silver King, there's really nothing else to be said about the Silver King. It's there.
You're a big lure fisherman.
Yes.
If you were going to pick, let's say, two lures.
Mm.
And you were going to go out with fishing at this time of year and to go out and catch some fish. What would the two lures be you'd want to have with you? Could be any type, jig, spoon, hard baits, soft baits.
Yeah, I like a jig with the soft rubber. That's so versatile, and you can change the weights out, and you have such a variety of sizes. And my second bait would definitely be something that I could walk the dog with. Those are my favorites. I love to watch this inability for a redfish to feed well on top, or I should say efficiently on top, is great. And they'll come after those walking baits and slam it, and you think somebody dropped the kitchen sink in the water, and all of a sudden your bait's just sitting on top, and they haven't touched it. So I love to watch that.
You have
happen.
Any preference in top water?
I like the spooks, and the Rapalas, Rapalas. I like the Skitterwalks.
The Skitterwalks and the Zeraspooks.
Yep, the Zeraspooks.
They seem
great.
To be kind of head-to-head on which one people want to go to.
Yeah.
I think a slow, a near third might be a Zip and Ziggy. But
yes, Zip and Ziggy's good. And you know, you'd be remiss, because not every day it's going to be perfect to work that walk the dog. You've got to throw a popper in there, that third bait of some kind. You know, your chug bug or your pop-ar, they excite the fish with that slurping,
sound
pop,
chumming.
Pop, yep.
Yep.
And with those three, I'd like those. Always
okay.
In my box.
Now, you're his fishing partner, Claire. What is your two? What lures would you want? What two lures would you want?
I kind of leave that up to my captain here. But as far as the fish I like to do, certainly I've done quite well with trout lately. Doing the bonitas are fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, bonita is a riot. Once you get out in the Gulf and you start getting those bonita, that is sheer power and energy.
I like that. Did some really pretty mackerel recently. That was just absolutely a lot of fun. The iridescent colors are phenomenal, and if you've not done that, you need to do it.
Well, what I like about mackerel is they're a lousy fish to store to eat. But if you're going to have a short day on the water, you go out, catch, usually we figure about 1 to 1.5. If you got two people, you want about 3 mackerel. And bring them back, flay them up, wash the fillets good, make sure you get the bones out. A lot of weird belly bones in them. It's really hard to get the belly bones out of them. But make sure there's no bones in them. And then I put butter on them, put them on the grill. Butter and McCormick lemon herb seasoning. And then once that side's brown, I put more butter, a little more lemon herb seasoning, flip it over, and brown on both sides, done, eat. Phenomenal meal. Probably one of the best, if not the best, fish dinners I've ever had. But if you wait to cook them the next day, not so good. If you freeze them, you might as well just use them for cat food.
Yep.
You just call us and we'll be over for dinner.
Yeah. I mean, if you have the opportunity to fish that day, catch a couple of mackerel, go home and eat them that night, wonderful. I strongly recommend not trying to save them for later. It's just worthless. You know, you can freeze a trout really well. You can freeze snook, redfish, but mackerel just isn't one of them. But I agree. Probably the most beautiful fish you're going to hold.
Oh, they are.
Well, we've had a great time as far as snook on the lake that we live on, too. So that's been a lot of fun because there are some good-sized fish out there. And it's fun to take the little tiny boat out every now and then and see what we can do with that. So,
well, it's all good.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you have family. Where's your family from?
pretty much from Miami.
Okay, so you want to say Happy New Year to your family?
Happy New Year to everyone.
So you want to say Happy New Year and thank your grandson again for doing all the work?
Yep. Thanks, Logan, and thanks, Brian. What a wonderful experience. And, of course, my beautiful granddaughters, Lily, and all the girls in Fort Wayne, and, of course, Buddy, Mr. Drummer of Chris as of Christmas. He's going to be a drummer, he's decided. Santa Claus brought him a set of drums.
Oh.
All 5 years old.
Aren't you so glad you live in Florida?
I am so glad. Absolutely. Well, his three sisters keep him in line, so.
I had an older sister. That is definitely one going to keep you in line.
Well, he's got two older ones, believe me. Lucy and Reagan will really keep him going. Of course, he and Edie, the younger one, they're good pals, so. They stand their own.
Well, I'm thinking. Yep, there. I'm hearing the music in the background. I guess we're going to be getting out of here. This is Scotty Freedom Boat Club. It's a great deal. You can you join by the month. You pay by the month, and then you can use boats through all your designated locations. And you have the option for a little bit extra going down to the Keys. They got a new spot in the Keys. So take advantage of it. Click the picture right next to this radio segment, and it will take you to their website. And this is Fish and Frank saying thanks for listening to Radio Fishing. See you, Scotty, Claire. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.